When most Americans hear about the South American country of Colombia, it's usually in the context of a news story about a warring drug cartel. But world music commentator Milo Miles said we should take note of a different kind of Colombian export, cumbia, a style of music that he says provides both dancing and listening pleasure.
Tabaco y ron. Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco. Tabaco y ron. Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco. Tabaco y ron.
It's clear that cumbia took shape in the northern part of Colombia late in the 19th century. It is not so clear exactly what strains of folk music blended together to form it, though an African drum bass is prominent. Old-time cumbia was a simple affair led by a kind of clarinet made from cane and featuring dancers who carried candles. More and more brass instruments were brought in as time went on until today's cumbias are popular with horn-heavy salsa bands. And the basic four-beat cumbia form remains simple enough to be played by conjunto groups in Mexico and the southwestern United States. So cumbia endures and gets around. It's a proven crowd pleaser. The next tune is even featured in coffee advertisements worldwide.
Esto es para ti, mamita.
It seems to me the source of cumbia's appeal is its enchanting pace. Like reggae, cumbia has a slippery mid-tempo that always seems to be countering itself. When the procession sounds too leisurely, some soloist will go on a tear that touches off a similar flurry from the percussionist. When the playing on top starts to sound frantic, the rubbery bass lines stay relaxed, bumping ahead just a bit at a time. The company Discos Fuentes is the king of record labels in Colombia, so any cumbia collection by them that you find would be worthy. But the two very best have been assembled by England's World Circuit Organization. The touchstone is Cumbia Cumbia, which appeared a couple years ago and includes hits that span more than 30 years. All the cumbias we've heard so far are from this anthology. World Circuit has now put out a compilation of a single performer, Lisandro Meza, who has been a cumbia star for about the same 30 years. One strange note, though, is that Meza features accordion more than horns, and accordions are associated with vallenato, which is a relative of cumbia that's very popular with Colombia's cocaine mafia. It may be simply that in the 1980s you had to feature accordion to keep getting steady hits.
Yo tenía la costumbre de guardar un bocao. La dueña de mis amores, la negra de mis amores, al gato ella se lo ha dado. Pepe se llama el condenado, lo tiene mal acostumbrado. Come yogur y a lo bombón, 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 galletas y bocadillo. Es cazador de los buenos.
What Whatever the reigning pop fashion, Lisandro Meza can keep ahead of the curve because of a particular rare skill. He has a fierce knack for melodies and a clear, shapely voice to deliver them. Sometimes pretty tunes are in short supply on world music records, though they make up for it in other ways. Meza doesn't have to worry about that. Give him a listen and see how easy it is to catch his garlands of notes.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Cumbia Cumbia and Lisandro's Cumbia are both on the British World Circuit label.